got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. I hope you had an amazing weekend. They really, really go by fast, at least for me. Like 90 going north. And that's amazing. We have every way that, you can get involved by calling 888-77-JESSE, 888-775-3773. And we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and running around and you just got to go do what you got to do, but you would love to still listen to the show as it is happening, you can. It's been made possible. You can podcast and call the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate to have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? Yes, Jesse. That is amazing. You know what else is amazing? It's Monday. And rainy days and Mondays always build me up. Always. It is also Monday. We take all calls, but every Monday, we love the ladies, the females. So every Monday, though we take all calls, is Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. When she's crying, she's lying. What a mess. When she's crying, she's lying. Lord, no, that's the truth. What the? So I have a brand new biblical question. But first, last week, biblical question we dealt with during fellowship yesterday. Amazing. And if you missed fellowship last yesterday, oh, Lord. It was amazing. You can, don't worry if you didn't catch it live online or you were not there. It's not too late. You can podcast. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. We dealt with why is it okay, which was last week's biblical question, why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? And I heard different opinions and views. And reality is, the real reality, if you really know the real reality of why it's okay to discriminate against men, and in our country, it is. A lot of people say, no, it's not okay. I understand. But it's happening right in front of your face against boys and men. And it's because men are created in the image of God. They are sons of God. And there may be sons who have been turned away from the father. They are left home. They left the home of the father and went out into the wilderness of their imagination. And they're living this weak, pathetic illusion of a life with Satan because they've been turned away. But they still are sons of God, just lost. It would be like if you left your father and mother home, your real father and mother home, and you moved away and never returned, or it took a long time to return, you were still the son of those parents. Just because you left, it doesn't mean that you are no longer the parents. I mean the son of the parents. And likewise, though we turn away from God, when we're children and we can't help it because of the trauma that comes from the parents, we're still sons. And because evil cannot get to God, it goes to the next best thing, the sons of God, and it attacks. And the evil lived through the mother, and all mothers, all, until they wake up. When they wake up, they stop doing this. But all mothers, whether aware or not what they're doing, they turn the sons away from the father, earthly father, in return, turning them away from God and turning them toward the God that has made a home in them, Satan. Small g, but still in their mind, because they worship their thoughts and emotions and feelings, and it's their idol. And they refuse. Some are waking up to this, but most women refuse to let go of their idol gods, anger, emotions, past thoughts or future thoughts, jealousy, envy, strife. And so they end up turning the boys away from the father because the evil in them, it's not the woman herself or themselves, but it's that evil that's made a home in them too, which were passed down from the mother to them as well. And so men, boys and men are hated because of their image. Most people don't realize that's what it is. And that's why it's okay in the minds of most people, men and women, really, to be honest, it's okay to discriminate against men but not women. They call men brutal people, molesters, attackers, woman beaters. They give them all type of evil names in order to destroy them. And nowadays, beforehand, they would destroy the men's children in the body by way of abortion. Now they're starting to outwardly destroy and kill the men and children once they're outside of the womb. And you have women supporting them saying the same, or something like same. And these women are telling you outwardly that they are no different than the women who have been accused of killing children outside of the womb, that they are the same. And I would suggest you listen and don't deny, don't turn away from what you hear, because they're giving you warning signs that they will kill your children too. Once they're born, and they're like 1, 2, 3, or 4 years old, maybe even older in some cases, I would listen to that and not, and it is crazy, it's insanity, but I would listen. And so you don't make children with these women that, who said they are the same as these women who have been accused of killing children. Amazing. But it's because men and boys and men represent God, and Satan cannot get to God, but he can get to the child, the male child when he was little. Amazing, huh? And this is happening around the world. It doesn't have to be that way, but that's the reality of what's going on. And I have a brand new biblical question. I didn't have it yesterday, but it just occurred to me this morning. I'm like, what the? Brand new biblical question. What do you possess? What do you possess? This question, if you can really see what it really asking you, it's going to blow you. It's going to make you free. What do you possess? An amazing question. I'm looking at an image of a girl just sitting there. I guess that applies to the question. She's just sitting up against a white wall with a guitar on a blanket, it appears to be. I guess that's a guitar. Is that a guitar?
Maybe she's a busker.
A what?
Those people who are on the street playing music for money.
Oh.
Busking, I think they call it.
Busking?
Maybe, yeah, and I think she got no money, maybe.
Oh, so she possessed no money?
In this case. And that's why she's sad. Look. She's crying. She has anguish on her face.
She's crying?
That is a face of anguish. A face of no possessions.
Oh, hate instead of a guitar for put money into.
Yeah, looks like a, maybe a cello case.
Oh. What do you possess? That is the brand new biblical question for this week. Amazing, huh? A spiritual battle. And you are not alone. And it is getting worse. You know, you heard about that female Lassie, I think her last name is. She was accused, Lindsay. She was accused of killing three other men, the man's children. And they said she jumped from the window afterward. And there are a bunch of females saying that they're the same. They're the same. So they can do it too, I guess. That's what it means. They're the same. I will urge you to don't just throw that out of the window and not believe these women. Because today's woman, not all, but most, have been left alone without the protection of the father when they were little girls. And then now as adults, they don't have the protection of men. They are on their own. And then most of them have not returned to God, so they have no protection from evil. And evil is running their lives. And there is no end to their destruction as to what they would do, not only to you, but to themselves and your children and everything else. You don't understand yet. Some don't. Some do. The wickedness of a woman's heart until she returned to the Father by forgiving her mother and her earthly father and forgiving and returned to the spiritual father, her heart will change. And she will have the same heart that the man has who has returned to the Father. But this thing about killing the man's children, we will be hearing more and more and more of this happening. Because Satan rules the gates of hell come through the woman. Whether you admit it or not, it's up to you. You know, I'm not saying it for you to agree with me at all. It's for those men and women who want to see, wake up, and overcome. Did you ever imagine that you would hear one case or two cases or three situations where women are killing men's children outside of the womb when they're like 3 and 4 and 2 and 1 and whatever? You thought abortion was bad, where the women are killing these children inside the womb because they think it's their body, their choice. And women are protecting them by saying the same or same. It's going to get worse. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. Here's another situation where a woman has been accused, a female has been accused of killing a man's children. And y'all don't understand. Most people don't. Some are waking up to it, men and women around the world. But you don't understand the depths of how evil anger is. You think it's cute to be angry and resentful, overreact. And you think that, you know, that's just human nature. And you won't pay attention to how you really feel when you're angry and what goes through your mind when you're angry. So that you can personally see that there is no love and anger at all. It is pure evil. And then the religious people have been told that Jesus was angry. They've been lied to the point they defend being angry because they think that Jesus was angry. He turned over the tables in a church, so he was angry, they say. Their preachers have lied to them. Society has lied to them. And they believe the lie. And you can't convince an angry male or female that anger is evil. They call it a human emotion. Defending evil by calling it good. You know, Satan must be rejoicing. And all of his little demons, his nature is being protected inside of human beings, and it's been called good. It's just human. I'm not perfect. It's just human nature. Oh, but I know the word, they say. It's in the word. I don't care what anyone says. Anger / resentment is evil. And it's very dangerous. Christ said, do not trust an angry person. male or female, never mind the color. And look what anger is doing just in our country now. It's out of control. Fights everywhere all the time. Breakups and attacks and everything. It's not done out of love. It's done out of hate. And it started to become commonplace where these females are killing the man's children because they know, the evil in them know, which is mean that they know that the man loves his children. And whatever the fathers love, the mother hate. And the mother would take that and use it against you to destroy you. If it means killing your children, if it means taking your children away from you at a courthouse, if it means not allowing you to see them if the court said that, oh, visitation rights. You fight, you do all you can to make it impossible for the father to see their children and the children to see the father. You don't think that's evil? And now they're killing the children. Outside of the womb. You heard about that Clancy female who was accused of killing this man's children. CBS Austin is reporting. CBS Austin is reporting. A mother allegedly murdered two of her younger children by slitting their throats and attempting to kill another after telling their father, say goodbye to your kids. Say goodbye to your kids of whom he loved. She's not saying who he loved. I'm telling you, it's because the father loved the children. And if the woman can't have him the way she wanted to be, and knowing that he loved his children, she'll cut their throats or whatever just to get back at the father to bring pain unto him because he loved his children. Police said the couple was in the process of separating when the incident occurred. KFYR Plus.
Emergency responders, family, and the community of Mandan are dealing with a horrific crime. Police say a mother killed two of her children and injured a third yesterday afternoon.
The mother of three is facing several charges after police say she locked herself in her home with her three children with the intent to kill them. Court documents detail the events leading up to the murders, including the fact that the woman threatened and forced the father of the kids outside before attacking them. Law enforcement arrived at a mobile home along the 1200 block of Frontier Trail in South Mandan around 5:45 p.m. Inside was 22-year-old Kaylee Earhart and her three children.
A scene like that is something that nobody should ever have to see.
A court affidavit stated the children had lacerations. They were taken to hospitals in Bismarck. The 3-year-old and 5-month-old died. Police are not releasing the condition of the 1-year-old child, but that child underwent surgery.
Amazing. Now do you see that earth is not heaven? And human beings are not gods. Do you see it now? Look what's going on earth. Can you see it? Look what's going on inside of your imagination. Then you can see what's going on earth. Isn't this amazing? The father told investigators the mother had mentioned dying by suicide and killing the children. He also said he had a plan. He had planned to divorce her.
In the affidavit, the father told investigators Earhart had mentioned dying by suicide and killing the children, and he had plans to divorce her.
At this time, I want to acknowledge that this is an extreme tragic and heartbreaking incident. Our thoughts are with everyone that were impacted by this tragic incident.
An initial appearance took place at the Morgan County Courthouse on Friday, where the bond was set.
A bond will be set at $3 million cash. The reason for that is the extreme violence in these alleged charges and the threat to the community of victims and children.
Earhart faces 9 total charges, including 2 counts of murder, attempted murder, and 3 counts of aggravated assault.
Amazing. You're worried about dying and going to hell? You're already in hell. Good morning, hell. Good morning, hell. Here we go again. Good morning, hell. Thought we said goodbye last night. I tossed and turned till it was done. And now here we are back again. Stop haunting me now. I can't shake it no how. I got those Monday blues. Straight through Sunday blues. Good morning, hell. Sit down. Amazing! How many stabs of hell have you already experienced this morning? Since waking up. Just this morning, right now. How many stabs of hell have you experienced? Emotions. Emotions or hell? The so-called good ones and the bad ones. How many have you had already? Or were you paying attention to what was happening inside of you? Or you were not paying attention? How many stabs of fear and anxiety and concern you've already had about your day today? And the day is just beginning in America, but over there in Europe somewhere is already the next day. But how many stabs have you? Do you pay attention to what's happening in you? Or you're just walking dead? This heifer has been accused of killing this man's children. They were going through divorces or planned a divorce, according to the husband. Now, do you see why I say to the men, don't fight over these kids? Because these people are evil and they will kill your kids. They will cut the baby in half before they would give it to you. They will cut it in half. Why not let it go and see what happens? Whatever you love, whether it's your automobile, your car, your home, your anything, they'll take that from you. Because they pay. You don't know this, but women are always looking at men to see their weakness. And they use it against you. Tell me your problems, they say. How you feeling? And they call you baby. Baby, how you doing? And as soon as they find out, they use it against you. What a sad way to live. And you don't have to. But there are women who are overcoming. I hear from them every day. But they just didn't know that. The men don't know how to overcome evil and not call evil good. Quick break, 888-775-3773. And it's going to get worse. This is hell on earth. Heaven is inside of you. Why don't you live from within? Why don't you return to love from above, not from below? Back in a moment. Check out my book, For Rage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. Good morning, hell. That was Billie Holiday. She didn't say good morning, hell. She said good morning, heartache. But heartache is hell. That was from Billie Holiday back in 1946. What the? Hank said that that song is older than me. Your mama. Billie Holiday. Billie Holiday, yeah. You gonna let my hand drop off, fall off? Lady sing the blues. She got 'em bad. She feels so sad. Why don't you overcome your emotions? It's not normal to be an emotional person. All emotional people are abnormal and cannot be trusted. And this I promise you. Anyway, no hate report again. What the? And FYI, he's in the building. He is working. But he just can't do a show today. Beta. But he's fine. He was here yesterday, Sunday, and he's here today. But he's just not doing his show. For those who care at all, who are concerned. And the American Anchor Baby. Are you doing it at Hake time or your time?
Hake's time.
The American Anchor Baby at 9 a.m. He's going to do the American Anchor Baby at 9 instead of 11, right after my show, because he's not here today. What the? The American Anchor Baby from 9 to 11, and you don't want to miss it. If you have not been catching it, I would encourage you to catch up on it by podcasting and listen to the brand new shows. And thank you all for your support. You can donate by going to Jesse Lee Peter, joptalk.com. joptalk.com, or you can scan the QR code to support Bond, or call 800-411-2663. I do appreciate it. I want to show you one more for now, then I get to your calls. Example of earth being not is not heaven, and man is not God. Amazing. Those are amazing stories about these women killing these men and children, huh? Like little children, not inside the womb, but outside the womb. And that's what happened when you allow evil to happen in your life. If you don't overcome evil with good, it gets worse in your own one personal life, right? Men and women, male and female. And it gets worse if you've allowed abortion to happen. You've said okay to abortion. Oh, you can kill the baby. Then they went from however many months to 6 months to 9 months. Now they're saying you can kill the baby on the table once you have it. And now they're killing them at 1, 2, 3, and 4 years old, sometime older. That's what happened with evil. There's no good in anger. There's no good in anger at all. You've been lied to by society, your parents, and preachers who have told you Jesus was angry. Jesus was not angry. How can you be of love and anger? You can't serve two gods. Anyone who is angry is serving evil, whether you know it or not. Look how you treat yourself and others. Is that love? Fox News has reported that an 18-year-old incoming freshman on the Pennsylvania Western University, California soccer team was allegedly stabbed to death by her boyfriend. What love got to do with it? By her boyfriend, whose mother then allegedly helped her son after the attack. Fox News says that her boyfriend allegedly said during an interview with investigators that a demon took over and instructed him to stab his girlfriend. This is according to court documents from Inside Edition and CBS.
It's a shocking accusation, stabbing his high school sweetheart to death. And police say he had help covering up the crime from his mother.
Why'd you help your son? Do you regret helping?
18-year-old Caroline Heinz was a star soccer player at her high school outside Pittsburgh. Her prom date was Royce Moser. They seem to have a loving relationship.
Really just is one of the most unique homicides within our county in quite some time.
Trooper Rocco Gagliardi says Moser killed Heinz after a family party. It was in a car outside this North Strabane Township home.
They're a younger couple talking about how relationships can continue, maybe in a college setting. Somewhere that conversation probably goes a little bit south. Towards the end of that conversation between boyfriend and girlfriend, he goes inside and grabs a large knife from the kitchen. Comes back out and proceeds to stab her in the chest area.
Complaint details how before heading to get the knife, Moser said he told Heinz, quote, "Wait, I have to get something for you." He explained he'd become angry after she said something to him, but he couldn't remember what.
What love got to do with it? Love is just a secondhand emotion. After stabbing her, the 18-year-old placed her body in her Jeep and drove to her mother's house, or his mother's house. He later told investigators that a demon took over. CBS.
After being stabbed, Gagliardi says she fell out of the car.
He proceeds to pick her up and load her in the back hatch of that vehicle.
He says Moser drove to Mother Rachel Moser's house in Bellsville to talk about what they should do moving forward.
They try to clean clothes. They try to clean the car up. They try to get rid of any blood stains possible.
With his mom tailing behind in this car, he says they drove from Bellsville to California Borough, near where she was set to go to classes at Penn West, California. That's when her family raised the alarm after she didn't check in. It was California PD that found the car.
Noticing the blood in the vehicle, entering the vehicle, seeing her body in the back hatch still.
On the drive back to her home in Bellsville, Rachel Moser said Royce told her demons had taken him over. According to the complaint, he repeated that to investigators, telling them the demon told him to stab Heinz. She was set to play on her college's soccer team. They'd already taken this group photo.
We're talking about an 18-year-old girl that was ready to start life, and now she can no longer get to pursue her dream.
Amazing. Ain't that many demons in the world? No, I'm playing. Yes, it is. I believe him that it was a demon. In the same way that the demons are telling these women to kill these men's children at young ages or abort the children, it's demons. I believe it. Amazing, huh? Can you imagine? There is no way in hell or heaven that if I had done something like that, I could go home and tell my grandmother or mama, "Mama, I the demon told me to kill, and I did. Come and help me." And you'd be like, "Boy, you better get your A over there to that police and tell them I ain't helping you. Are you crazy? I'm not going to visit you in jail. Don't call. I'm not accepting calls from jail. I ain't nothing. You're on your own now." This mama, according to this story, tried to help the boy. What the? A mama love is so special. But they are demons. Every human being born into this world are possessed by demons. You are controlled by demons. And they make you think and do and act exactly how they want you to. And you obey. We all obey until we start to wake up to the demons inside and we go, "What the?" What a mess, huh? A young couple, young folks, that much in love. What they call love, but that's hate. You hate what you love, and you love what you hate. So don't hate or love. You hate what you love, and you love what you hate. And you become like what you hate. And you become like what you love. What a mess, huh? And it's going to get worse. Look how people fighting now at events. Apparently there was an event downtown L.A. this weekend. And a big old, according to report, fight broke out there. At a, I think it was like one of those karate convention or something, I think. Judo karate convention or something. I didn't get the whole story. I just happened to hear it on the news report passing by. And last thing for now, remember that guy, Camilla Anthony? Well, last week we reported that his lawyers or somebody tried to get a retrial because the judge said, according to the report, that the jury made the right decision. They came up with a decision. And they were like, "Oh, he shouldn't have said that. They'll have a retrial." And Camilla Anthony is the black guy that was accused of killing a white guy at a track meet there in Texas. And then people try to get another retrial because of something the judge said, which made sense to me. The judge just said what the outcome was in an interview, according to reports. Well, they were trying to get a retrial. ABC News said it's reported that Texas team Camilla Anthony was denied a new trial weeks after he was sentenced to 35 years prison. 35 years in prison for stabbing and killing another team at a track meet, ABC News and CBS News.
Overnight, a Texas judge denied a teenager's request for a new trial in a high-profile murder case that's divided the small community. 19-year-old Carmelo Anthony was convicted of stabbing and killing a rival student-athlete at a track meet last year and sentenced to 35 years in prison.
Get out of the runway! You're going to jail!
Protests erupted in June after track meet.
In a statement, Collin County District Attorney Greg Willis said, "We respect and expected the court's decision denying the motion for a new trial. The jury's guilty verdict stands, and we remain confident in the process."
Free Carmelo! Free Carmelo! Now, the new defense team said they disagree with this ruling, and the denial does not end their case. The defense is now waiting for a decision from the Texas Fifth Court of Appeals. Rhiannon?
All right, Liz, thank you for the update on that.
What a mess. Everybody got a cause to fight for, except baby Jessica's daddy. And the beat goes on. 888-77. So no retrial. They still trying. They're not giving up yet. Let me go to a first time call out of Detroit. Mike, you are on the air.
Wow. How you doing, Jesse?
All is well. Happy Men History Month, Mike.
Thank you. I'm really first of all, you have a first time on caller. I listened to you I found out about you about a month or so ago, and you're quite an interesting guy.
Are you on the speakerphone, Mike?
Yes. You can't hear me that good?
No, hold on a minute. I'll let Dara help you with that. Let me go to Louisiana, I believe, talk to Wayland. Wayland out of Louisiana. Hold on, Mike. Wayland, you are on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Are you on a speaker?
No, sir. I'm on regular phone.
Okay,
I'm on
yeah.
the regular.
Stay right with your phone and speak up just a little bit more.
Say that again?
Speak up just a little bit.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Okay, so I just want to let you know I've been watching you since I was 17, and now I'm 20 years old. I just want to say thank you for all the good you've done, or I want to thank God for allowing you to do all the good in my life, you know, me reconciling my parents and God giving me my identity back. And I want to give your viewers some advice I've learned over the years, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
Okay, so first advice, forgive your mother and father, even if it's the hardest thing you ever had to do. Because whenever I forgave my father, God gave me my identity back, you should forgive your mother, obviously, too. Two, you should always do the hard thing, especially when you do not feel like it, because it builds discipline. Three, there is no such thing as righteous anger. And Jesus even says in Matthew 5:22, if you get angry, then you are a murderer and in danger of hellfire.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think of what else. Yeah. That's all the advice I can think of right now.
Well, that's amazing, Wayland. I'm sorry?
Sir? Wait, what were you trying to say?
That's amazing. I want to encourage you to stay with it. And you haven't seen anything yet. It gets better.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah, and that was going to be my other piece of advice. Stay with it, too. Always do a silent prayer. Oh, another thing. You're always going to have problems, whether you do the problems to yourself or someone does the problems to you or something, not a human, but something does the problems to you. But if you're a man, how you react to that will say if you are a man or if you are a woman, it will show if you're mature, the way you react to those problems, whether you do it to yourself, whether someone does it to you, or whether something does it to you.
You are right in that the demons inside of other human beings, including your own family member, will attack you. But you will be free of them inside of you, and all of your problems will disappear, and there will be no such thing as problems in your life. Because it's always been an illusion anyway that you have problems, but now that you have forgiven, you're doing the silent prayer. I promise you,
yes, sir, I am.
That all problems would disappear. You would never have, you would get to the point where you have no more problems.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Well, right on, Wayland. Stay with it.
Yes, sir. Be safe.
You too, buddy. Amazing. All you got to do is truly forgive, folks. See and admit that you're angry. And don't justify anger by calling it good. It is not good. Know that you're wrong for being angry. Go and forgive your mama, because all mothers pass on the demons of anger to their children, whether they know it or not. Forgive your mother and forgive your fathers for not protecting you. They can help it. They love you. They just didn't know how to deal with the mothers because they made babies with their mamas. And you shall be free. Mike! Let's try Mike again, a first-time caller out of Michigan. Mike, let's try it again.
Yes, how you doing?
That is 100% better, Mike. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, I've been listening to you for about a month now, and like I said, you're quite an interesting guy, to say the least. I'm sure you already know that, though, huh?
Amazing. I don't think about that, but okay.
Well, I'm calling really for that question. That's what really got my attention. What is the question of the day again?
The biblical question. What do you possess?
Okay. Since I'm a spiritual person, I possess the love of God, the peace of God, and I possess godly gifts. To summarize it, godly gifts: love, peace, discernment. Several gifts that I possess that comes from the gift of God. That comes from God.
Amazing. And when you say you are a spiritual person, what is a spiritual person?
Okay. Amazing question.
Okay. Amazing.
I no longer classify myself as a religious person, because I believe anything that man touches is no longer pure. You cannot name a religion that man has touched that stayed pure. It has part of his thoughts in it. So therefore, Jesus said, worship in spirit and truth. And man cannot affect the spirit. The spirit comes from God. The spirit of love, that comes from God. So if you are obeying the teachings of Jesus, which is spirit, you are in God's will. But religion always has a human DNA of thought in it, some type of impure thought. I'm not trying to be a part of something that's not pure.
And how do you know for sure, that you are spiritual?
Because the blessings of God from obeying the teachings of Jesus, from obeying God's will.
Oh, okay.
And it was show in the fruits of God will show upon that person.
Amazing. And I appreciate your response to the biblical question. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Did you forgive your mama?
Oh, you know what? Excellent question again. Yes. I forgive everyone that has done something against me.
How about your mama?
Because that is yes, of course. Of course. Of course, my mother. Of course, I forgive my mother for anything that I perceive to be negative, or anyone else that did something to me that I perceive to be negative.
Did you go to your mother and forgive her?
What do you mean by go to her? Well, she's deceased now.
Oh,
but
okay.
Yes, we had talks about forgiveness and so forth before she passed and so forth, along with my father, both of them.
And so you told them that you were sorry for resenting them, your mother for resenting you? I mean, sorry for resenting her for what she done to you?
Oh, yeah. Growing up, yes. I don't know a perfect parent.
Right.
I don't know a perfect child of a parent.
Yeah.
So, yes. So,
right
yes,
on.
Of course. We forgave each other for our imperfections. We forgave each other for our imperfections. Yes.
Amazing. Mike, thank you for responding to the
beautiful
question.
Okay, hold on. Jesse.
Yes.
Okay, now, are you a preacher?
Some people might say that.
Okay, why are you so hard on black people?
I'm not hard on black people.
Yes, you always crucifying us black.
No, that's not true. I'm showing love. Thank you, Mike. I got to take a break. 2 more hours to go. Hate news is coming. Not the fake news, but the hate news with the anchor baby. Back in a moment.
Silent prayer.
I know some people have called in and they wonder if the silent prayer is working. And I just want to take a second and to tell them that it works. You just have to stick with it.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I started doing before I even forgave my parents. And I was so depressed and suicidal at some times that I just would have to stop in the middle of my job or whatever I was doing and go into the silent prayer. And it really does help. Like, I don't have those anymore.
Amazing. You haven't seen anything yet. Doubt every thought. Bring every thought into captivity. Just let them all pass. Don't judge them. You haven't seen anything. It gets better and better and better and easier, easier, easier. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
We'll be right back.
An excellent first hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Female Monday. We got two more hours to go. Your calls, more news stories, a little bit about what's going on around the world and at home. The United States is ramping up their economic pressure on Iran in what the Trump administration is calling Economic D-Day. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent is expected to detail a major new package of sanctions and measures later today. In a weekend opinion piece and social media posts, Bessent described it as the single greatest financial offensive ever marshaled against an adversary. The goal, he said, is to sever every economic lifeline sustaining the Iranian regime until Tehran stands alone and to isolate any nation that continues to do business with it. This comes as the U.S.-Iran conflict enters its sixth month, while large-scale military strikes have eased in recent weeks. Economic warfare is intensifying. The Pentagon has updated casualty figures to 18 American service members killed, more than 750 wounded. Iran has responded with strong warnings. Mohsen Rezaei, Secretary of Iran's Supreme National Security Council, said that if the economic campaign continues, not a single drop of oil will be exported through the Strait of Hormuz or the Persian Gulf. Tehran has also threatened to treat any country supporting the U.S. effort as committing an act of war. Oil markets are already reacting to the escalating rhetoric as all that is going on, Economic D-Day. And in a chilling first, Ukrainian officials say a Russian drone guided entirely by artificial intelligence killed three civilians last month in the city of Zaporizhia. On July 6th, a small fixed-wing drone resembling a model airplane was programmed by human operators to head toward a gas station. Once close, its onboard experimental AI system independently selected the precise target, most likely propane tanks, based on training to recognize them. The drone then crashed into a nearby wall, exploding, killing 19-year-old university student Tatiana Bubinets and two others. Forensic examination of the wreckage and similar drones discovered in the area revealed an NVIDIA Jetson Orin minicomputer, a consumer-grade hardware that powered the autonomous targeting decisions. There were no radio antennas confirming no human pilot was in the loop at the final stage. Colonel Serhii Mineyev, commander of air defenses in Zaporizhia, called it a risk for the whole world. In a few years, we will be living in a Terminator movie. No joke. Machines are making decisions to strike, he's quoted. Experts say this appears to be the first documented case of civilian deaths caused by a fully self-targeting Russian AI drone. Both sides in the war have been advancing autonomous systems, but this attack marks a grim new threshold, they say. Weapons that reduce life or death choices to data points, untethered from human control. It's Terminator. The U.S.-Canada trade war continues, and it just heated up. New 50% U.S. tariffs on roughly $20 billion of Canadian goods took effect early Saturday after last-minute talks collapsed. The list includes wine, furniture, hockey sticks, and equipment, plywood, liquor, and more. About 5% of Canada's exports to the U.S. Each side blames the other for the breakdown, Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney said. Last-minute changes proposed by the U.S. were unfair and uneconomic. He suspended negotiations and ordered Canadian negotiators back to Ottawa. Carney has vowed a dollar-for-dollar response to Canada's retaliatory tariffs targeting American steel, dairy, appliances, agricultural equipment, pulp and paper, and electronics will take effect on September 8th. In stark language, Carney told reporters, "You're at war when you get attacked. We got attacked." The move marks a sharp escalation between two longtime allies and major trading partners. Analysts say the direct economic hit may be limited, but the political damage and risk of further measures could weigh on businesses and consumers on both sides of the border in the months ahead. No more brother wars. Anyways, we're going back to the second hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, Female Monday, coming right up. Thank you.
got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Brand new biblical question. It's a doozy. It's one that would cause you to think even if you don't want to. And it's for all who want to know themselves. The beginning of freedom is to know thyself. What do you possess? What do you possess? What? Have you ever thought about that? What do I possess? It is an amazing question. And when you really get to really see what you possess, it's going to blow your mind in a good way. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about running around doing whatever it is you're doing, but you would like to still listen to the show as it is happening right in front of your face, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on Talk Screen Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. And we're going to get to your super chats in a minute here. But first, we take all calls. But every Monday, we take the ladies' calls as they come in. Because every Monday is Female Monday.
Donald J. Trump is now President of the United States.
Is ma'am. Is ma'am.
I get angry, I guess, when you mention that someone should have a children.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
I'm speaking.
If someone's crying, they're hurting, it is over.
I didn't even put you on the hot seat yet. When she's crying, she's lying. What a mess. I really, really, really want to encourage the ladies who are working on themselves now, and they are around the world. I do counseling and by phone, Skype, or walk-in, or in-house. Not walk-in, but in-house. You have to make an appointment. And I'm talking to women, young and old, all races around the world, and they just didn't know. They knew something was wrong, but they didn't know how to overcome, or even that in some cases they didn't even know they could overcome. And once they heard about forgiving mama, they all have said, you're right. And returning to their fathers by forgiving him for not being there for him, or protect, even if they're there, and not protecting them from their mama. All races, and everybody has the same story. Situations might be a little different in some cases, but it's the same story. And it just verify or prove what Christ said, what God said, and Christ, that all, you hear me saying all, right? So that means everybody, no matter the race, all who are born of the flesh, meaning the woman, must be born again of the Spirit. You must be born again. Because if you're not, you will live a life of loneliness, of sadness, of evil, of fear and doubt and worry and illusion of the past or the future, not knowing clearly what to do, not knowing what you want or anything. And I know most people say, oh, no, you don't need to be born again. Okay, stay in your misery. But to those men and women and ladies, stay with it. Just stay with it, ladies. And divorce yourself from the world. We talked about this yesterday in the fellowship. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. Why don't you finally divorce yourself from the world? Why don't you just finally throw up both your hands and divorce yourself from the world? Why are you hanging on to a marriage that will not work? Why? Why don't you divorce yourself finally from the world and be free right here in this earth? So stay with it, ladies and men. But ladies, stay with it, because it's rough, but stay with it. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Couple of super chats. Okay. Thank you. This is from Peter. It says, thank you, Jesse and the team, for the best fellowship on this side of heaven. Stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate your support.
Deplorable Dave says, Kuya Jesse, that means brother in Tagalog. The reason.
Amazing.
The reason
brother. Thank you.
The reason why it's so common for men to give women money is because we have to pay for sex either directly or indirectly.
No, you don't.
Men give the money to women in hopes for sex in return.
Of course. And that has always been the case. That's why in the good old days, boys were taught, when you start dating, don't give the woman your money. And the ladies were taught, don't take money from guys that you're not married to. It's all about the sex thing. It's not about love at all. And we didn't give money. It's out of control now. The men have been lied to. And the ladies have been lied to, and both are suffering. What a mess. Thank you. Amazing.
Doug with a generous donation. And Lori as well. No messages.
Thank you, Doug. And thank you, Lori. I appreciate it.
Olaf says, hey, guys, why don't you bring so-and-so on the Fallen State? It would be mind-blowing, and he'd be more than willing to come on, too. Make it happen.
Send that request to the producer at thefallenstate.tv. Producer at thefallenstate.tv. Thank you.
Appreciate it. Joshua says, start rolling holy on YouTube. Praise Jesus.
Amazing. Thank you. Okay.
Walking Roscoe says, by the grace of the Father through his Son, I remain present and aware more and more. I'm grateful for Bond. Love y'all. Rich in Germany.
right on. Oh, heard around the world by everybody. And they mama if you're black. Their mama if you're white. Thank you. All the way from Germany.
And he, with a coffee, says, morning, half-breed.
Half-breed is all I ever heard. Amazing.
Last
morning.
Last week, biblical question answer. Headship is not a crown, it's a cross. God over Christ, Christ over man over woman, woman over children. This is not just a ranking, it's a chain of responsibility. The head always takes the first hit, hence the reason why men face more discrimination than women. They are held more accountable, which is the cost of their headship.
Oh, so that person responded to the biblical question of why is it okay to discriminate against men but not women? Okay.
Correct.
Thank you. Amazing.
Bert, on giving women money. I think if the man is giving lots of money, he's basically saying, I have no love to give you. This money will have to do you instead.
That's for sure, because if he had love, I got so much to give to you, my dear. You will be giving money, you will be giving love. That's a very good point. Thank you.
Nomo Thought says, I was a bit unclear Friday when asking if I should do anything because I was informed my job ends in a couple of months. I meant if I don't feel anything about losing the position and don't see a clear thing to do about the fact that it's ending, is it right to do nothing until I see a clear path forward?
And you're right about that, yes. But if you know that one job is ending on Friday, I mean, you already know the next step is to find another job, to start looking for another job. That's just common sense. So you don't need to think about that. But once you start looking for a new job, don't think about if you're going to get it or not, how it's going to turn out, what's going to happen. Don't do any if this, if that. But just look for another job and see what happens. Amazing. I wish you well. Thank you.
Brooke, The Rec, Christy, welcome JLP show members.
Thank you all. Amazing.
Commander Kim says, happy birthday to Nick in Rumble Chat. The best chat this side of heaven. I think they mean somebody else.
Amazing. Thank you.
And Commander Kim, who are all the flat earthers going to call if Hake don't have his little show? Hake, we miss you, Hake.
Ooh. We're missing you. Amazing. He'll be back soon. He's missing y'all, too. Pray for him. Lord. Boo.
And that's all for now.
Thank you. Amazing. Thank you all so much. I appreciate your support. Thank you very much. Helping us to help others. It's just the way it is. Let me go to William out of California. William, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, William.
Today is amazing, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
Today is amazing, isn't it?
Amazing.
Guess what I just got done doing?
What's that?
Silent prayer.
Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
Yeah, I almost didn't pick up the phone. I was like, what the...
Oh, you were doing it while you were waiting?
Yes, sir. Why not?
Yeah, you should always stay present 24 hours
nice.
A day.
So, how ironic. I wanted to, or maybe I meant to say, what a coincidence that I wanted to answer your brand new biblical question that I just heard this morning.
What do you possess?
The day. Today. More specifically, the moment.
Amazing. Today,
nice,
the moment.
Jesse.
Well, I appreciate
hey,
that,
man,
William.
Thanks for sharing it with me, man. God bless you.
You too, buddy. Thank you. I'll put
all
my
right.
two cents in on Sunday. Take care now. 888-77-JESSE. JESSE. Let me just, before I go back to the callers, I want to give you some more examples. And these are like out there examples, right? But it's no difference than what's going on inside of you, inside of your imagination, inside of your thoughts, your mind. It's no different. You may not be out there killing the man's children. You may not be out there killing other people, fighting, fist fighting and carrying on like that, cursing people out, road rage, but it's happening in your mind. It's the same thing. It's happening in your mind. Your mind is not clear. And you were promised a clear mind. But you don't want it. Some people want it. Most don't. There are men and women who want a clear mind. The fact that you get mad or that you judge or you want revenge or you're jealous or you worry about the past or the future, you stress. The fact that you even worry that you might not get married, male or female, it's the same spirit, the same wickedness that's causing people to go out and hurt others. You're doing it in your mind, and you call it life. You call it life. You call it life. Did you ever... anyone, even the millennials or the Z's, and then the older people and the older people, older people, did you ever think that one day, for a second, that one day in America, there would be a discussion about what is a man and what is a woman? Did you ever think that human beings would ever have that kind of discussion outwardly? Did you ever think that would happen? About, now you heard of fighting over abortions and all other kind of things, right? But did you ever imagine that one day, that intellectual people will have a discussion and fight it over what is a woman? Think about that. You know you got to be evil. Something is going on in your mind. That you will have that discussion as though it's a real discussion. Where it is happening right in front of your face. And it's about men playing in women's sports and men going to women's bathrooms. Right in front of your face. Tell me this ain't hell on earth. Anyone who gets angry is evil. Why do you have to be angry at someone because they disagree with you? Think about that. Why can't you just disagree? Or why do you have to agree or disagree at all? And why do you get mad because someone else don't think the way you think? Think about that. I told you once, I told you twice, I told you 1,000 times. Every individual think that what they think is the only way of thinking. And if you don't think the way I think, you say, you want to fight. You got a problem. You're like upset because they don't think the way you think. Every individual think they're wrong, are right, and that's what caused wars and families and relationships and countries because every individual think that they're right. Every individual think that what they think is it. And if you come up against that, why are you thinking different than what I think? And you call that your enemy and you want to fight. Amazing, huh? This is the cause of every human being problem in the world. They think what they're thinking is right, and there's no other way to think but that way. And don't challenge me in the way I think. Don't disagree with me, you say, and then you get mad. This thing about what is a woman, that doesn't even make sense to have that kind of conversation. And then fighting over it. Fox News, you heard about this guy, Ennis Freedom. He wanted to play in the women's sports, and I think he signed up to play. Well, it's a mess. Fox News is reporting, ex-NBA center Ennis Freedom was met with a hostile mob of progressive fans as he arrived at a sold-out Indiana Fever-Chicago Sky matchup on Sunday. So he went to this game on Sunday, and they did not appreciate him. They said he went there, according to Fox News, wearing a T-shirt or wearing a shirt with the definition of a woman printed across it. This is from X. Amazing. Think about this. This man wearing a T-shirt, what a woman is, according to the report. And there are people out there yelling at him, not only about the T-shirt, but the fact that he signed up to play in the women's league. And they're feeling like they're right for being angry at this man doing what he thinks he wants to do. I don't know what you're referring to, Derek. Transphobic and hateful WNBA fans. What does that mean?
He's saying the fans are being transphobic to this.
Oh, that's what Derek is saying, my producer?
I think
saying?
So, yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Derek. They're mad at him because he's identified as trans to play the game. And so you're looking at these people yelling at him going to the game, right? According to the report. And he all happy with a big smile on his face. Think about both sides, the thrill that they're getting. Both sides. He getting a thrill for making them upset and seeing how they're reacting. That's why he wore that shirt. And that's why he signed up. And they getting a thrill for being angry at him because he signed up for the team and wearing the shirt. It's all about the thrill. It is all about thrills. And evil people love thrills. You get mad at people because you love the thrill of being mad. And you call that life. You're like, oh, I am alive. I'm somebody. I'm mad. And you call that life. Warned to the man or the woman who called good evil, evil good. He getting a big thrill from it, and they are getting a thrill. And none of it has anything to do with love. You saw the people yell at him, right? Freedom was escorted out of the arena during the third quarter on Sunday after a heated shouting match with a Chicago Sky guard, Natasha from X.
6-point basketball game. Chicago staying in it. Natasha clapped. And right before the break, this was the scene inside Wintrust Arena. After Natasha Cloud got that bucket, she wanted her voice heard. We have talked about the conversations surrounding the W.
Black people love to fight. Natasha ain't got nothing better to do but fight. Well, no. Black people love to fight. No love in the blacks. What happened to the blacks? What is she mad for? Play your little game, go home. And he's loving the fact that she's acting that way. He stood up, open arm. You still don't see that human nature is evil. There's no love in human nature because human nature is the nature of the devil. And they fight. In the United States of America, they're fighting over what is a woman. If ever we need you, Lord, we need you now. Derek said, my producer, he black. These women should be begging at WNBA not to let him play. Why? I don't have a problem with this because they don't care what they did if women play in men's sports. So if they think women can play in men's sport, why can't men play in women's sport? What's the difference? Neither should be happening, but they okay to storm men. Remember when they used to have men golf clubs where men hang out when they go play golf? And the women protested that. Oh, I want to be in that. I want to be a part of that. They destroyed nearly every club that belonged to a man while wanting to keep their own clubs. Whatever happened to the Boy Scouts? We don't even hear about them anymore. They have been destroyed. The Girl Scout is still around, for as I know, but not the Boy Scout. These females destroy things that belong to men. And that's okay with the world. But when it's time to destroy what belongs to them, oh, the world is up in arms. Earth is not heaven. Man is not God. Where is the love? Christ said you should love God with all your heart, soul, and might, and love your enemy, and you'll be fine. That's all it takes. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Michigan and talk to Anthony. Anthony, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Anthony. Happy Men's History Month.
Yeah, oh, okay. Yeah, so I got one. There's a couple of things, but the main thing I called to say to you is that.
Are you a first timer?
No, this is my second. This is my about second or third time calling.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, one thing I got to say that you are a liar about the Bible.
What did I lie about the Bible?
Okay, first you lied about. You said Jesus already returned the second time. Okay, if he returned, when did he return, Jesse?
He returned and he made a home in us.
No, that's not when he talked. That's not what he's talking about when he said he's going to return.
What was he talking about?
Well, he was talking about coming back to get the church, his church.
We are the church.
And because exactly, we are the church. That's why he's coming
and
back.
So he came back.
Okay, he didn't. He did not come back.
He made a home in us.
He did not crack his clouds yet. He told Peter and them.
He did what?
When he was he told Peter, the disciples. He said the way the angels told him, the way that you see him going up is the way he's going to come back down.
Who said that?
The angels, Jesse.
Anthony, can you hold for me?
Sure, go ahead.
Hold on. 888-7753-773. Quick break. Back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get from race to responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Welcome back, 888-77-JESSE. We're going to get you a super chat as well. Announcements. I do personal shout-outs for you, and they are really and truly amazing. And the people love the shout-outs all around the world. Encouragement shout-outs, congratulations shout-outs, birthday shout-outs, marriage shout-out, whatever the shout-out is, shout-out. Go to Cameo to request your shout-out. Cameo, cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. cameo.com/JesseLeePeterson. And check out the merch. We're celebrating 250 years of America with a silver coin. A silver coin with my face on it, and everybody loves it better than silver, and Punchy's coffee. And the coffee is so good. My own coffee, did you ever imagine? It's so good it makes you want to holler, throw up both your hands. Na da 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 da. Punchy's coffee. And while you're enjoying the coffee, you can read amazing books. My books are amazing. And then while you're doing that, you're wearing these amazing merch. T-shirts, mugs, toe bags, or whatever. It's all there. Go to jesseleepeterson.shop. jesseleepeterson.shop. Or rebuildingtheman.com/store. rebuildingtheman.com/store. Amazing merch. All right? Shout out. Let me go back to Anthony out of Michigan. Anthony said that I lied about the Bible. Anthony.
Yes.
Who said that Jesus was coming back in the cloud?
The Word of God says that, Jesse.
No, who
Jesus
said
that? Jesus said that himself.
What did he say?
I already told you that, Jesse. He said, the angel said, I'm not Jesus. The angel said the same way you see him leave is the same way he's going to return.
Right. And it will happen at the bat of an eye, right?
In the twinkle of an eye,
right,
Jesse.
But, so he's back, Anthony, and he's inside of you.
No, he didn't come back, because he said he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. And we both know right now, Jesse,
and so
the church is full of
but he's
spots
talking
and
about,
wrinkles.
He's talking about the individual man or woman who has returned to God.
No, he's not.
Oh, okay.
No, he's not, Jesse.
So how is that working out for you?
Easily. Easily. I walk in the Spirit of God. I read his word every day.
So you're waiting on him?
Well, his spirit is with me, yes. When he comes to return.
Are you waiting on Christ to return?
Of course. We also should be, as people of God, sons of God, should be waiting for his return.
And so you're waiting for him to return?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And then how are you
You said the Bible is not true. You had a caller that called in Friday, and you said everything in the Bible is not true. Name one thing in the Bible that's not true, Jesse.
To look outside for the kingdom of heaven.
What?
It's in you. He tell you not to look outside. When they tell you to look over here, don't look. When they tell you to look over there,
that's what he's talking about.
He said the kingdom. You're not even listening, Anthony.
I am listening to you. You're not speaking.
I'm not done yet.
Okay, go ahead.
And he said that don't look over yonder, don't look over there, don't look over there. The kingdom of heaven is within you.
Yes, it is.
But you're saying it's outside of you. You're waiting on it to come.
He said the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Jesse.
When you that means inside of you. What does
when you become saved, you get God's spirit. But okay, then. So why are you saying it's not true, then? Why you say you don't believe everything is not true if that's true what you just said?
But you said everything.
You confused yourself.
I didn't say everything in the Bible not true.
Yes, you did.
I said
yes, you did.
Anthony, hold on.
Okay, that's one thing you said.
Anthony.
Okay, go ahead, Jesse.
Somebody called, and I believe they said everything in the Bible is true.
It is true.
And I said, no, everything in the Bible is not true.
No, okay, name one.
There are some things in the Bible.
Like what, Jesse?
When the Bible says, seek and you shall find, it implies looking outside. You're not going to find what you're looking.
It does not imply that, Jesse.
Anthony, I got to run, but I don't want to argue with you about it. You're not even letting me make the statement. You're not even letting me make the statement. You're just interrupting.
No, I'm not interrupting.
All right. Thank you, Anthony. 888-77-JESSE. If you want to discuss these things, let's discuss them. But you can't be talking over me and then I'm being quiet and letting you talk. You can't just take over the show. What the? And everything in the Bible ain't true. And the Bible is not the infallible word of God. That's made up. And it's made up by religious leaders to deceive you. It's made up by religious leaders to deceive you. And the one thing I guarantee you, with all that is within me, the one thing I guarantee you, anyone who are following the religious leaders have no peace. And they make up excuses for not having peace. Well, I'm not perfect. I'm in the flesh. I'm not this. Because you follow the leaders, you make them your God. Just like you made your emotions your God, your gods, your thoughts and your feelings, those are your gods. That's why you protect them. That's why you get angry over them. Before I go to the super chat and back to the calls, evil is ruling the earth. It has control over human beings. And it's going to get worse for those men and women who does not return to the Father. And this I promise you. You hear it every day, people committed suicide every day now. Well, they may have been doing it forever, but you hear about it more and more now. Women are being accused of killing the man's children when they are children. we told you about early in the show today. We told you about a mother cut the throat, according to the report. She slit the throat of three of the man's children. And I think two died, and according to the report, one is in the hospital, I guess. You know about that Chansey female who was accused of killing the man's children. Tell me Eva's not running control of the people. And it's going to get worse. And if you doubt me, WFLA is reporting. A Davenport, Florida mother was sentenced to life in prison on Friday for murdering a 4-year-old adopted son from Haiti. And this was according to 10 Tampa Bay. It's a mess. Watch this from WFLA.
Josh, it was a pretty empty courtroom today. No family members were present, and no impact statements were made. It took the judge less than 15 minutes to sentence Patricia St. Azier to life in prison.
State attorneys Friday describing the physical abuse that 4-year-old Brian Boyer suffered at the hands of his adopted mother, Patricia St. Azier.
And Your Honor, saw the horrific photos from the medical examiner of what she did to that child and how his back looked both externally and internally.
St. Azier was convicted for the first-degree murder of the 4-year-old, who Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd said was thrown into a pool captured on video.
We have a video clip of where that 3-year-old baby's hands was tied behind his back and she threw him in a swimming pool.
Investigators say St. Azier immigrated with the child from Haiti and add the boy was only under her care for a little over a year. The judge Friday gave her the chance to atone for her actions.
Ms. St. Azier, you're not required to say anything, but if you would like to say anything, now is your opportunity. You do not wish to say anything?
No.
Amazing, huh? They are now killing them outside, way outside of the womb, according to these reports. Remember when it's okay to kill the mother? Mother, my body, my choice. I can kill my baby inside my womb if I want to. It's my party, and I do what I want to. Now it's outside the womb. 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. And maybe older. Tell me human hearts are not wicked. The gates of hell comes through the woman. Thank you, Eve. And it's not Adam's fault that Eve listened to the serpent. That's a lie. They're always trying to take the responsibility from the woman and blame it on somebody else. And poor woman, on one hand, she's supposed to be strong. On the other hand, it's everybody else's fault when she screws up. They even blame Adam. And imagine, as long as you blame somebody else for the woman that's doing it, she's never going to overcome her problems, her evil. This helper adopted, according to this report, this boy, 4-year-old from Haiti, from a hellhole place, Haiti. And she ended up killing him, according to the report. Tied his hand behind his back, threw him in a pool after physically attacking him. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. What a mess. Drop your anger. Forgive. Salvation is of the heart. forgive, and the Father will forgive you. If you don't, he ain't gonna forgive you at all. Then threw this boy in the pool with a hand tied behind his back after physically beating the child and throwing him into a swimming pool. You know that that's a wicked heart if this is true. And you think that's bad, and it is. Road rage is out of control. KRQE. A video shows a road rage incident in Albuquerque on Wednesday. This female is seen swinging a bat at a truck window. And moments later, the truck driver rams his car into her. A ram into her car. KRQE.
Dean and Jess, the man who captured that video did not want to be identified, but he was there when it all unfolded at the intersection of Constitution and Wyoming around 8:30 in the morning.
Oh! Dude, she just smashed his windshield with a baseball bat.
I just posted it, but it's kind of out of context because of how it started, and it really started with him, like, verbally attacking her and slamming on his brakes, trying to make her hit him, and then he said some nasty things that got her upset enough to hit his window.
That video now has more than 24 million views on TikTok. In it, you can see a woman outside of a red SUV hitting a white truck's back window with a baseball bat and getting back in her car. The driver of the white truck sits there for a few seconds before following her, rear-ending her SUV and taking off. It appeared the truck did not have a license plate on it.
Oh, anger is natural, you say. It's just a human emotion. What the? And this helped her get out of her car, according to the report. Here's somebody struck with a bat. What do you think? And it's going to get worse, folks. Earth is not heaven. And man is not God. David is the first time called out of Florida. David, you are on the air.
Hello. Yes, sir. How are you?
All is well, David. Happy Men's Music Month.
Yeah, a little background. I'm 63 years old. I was born in New Jersey, and my grandmother was very Polish and followed the Pope. And we used to have conversations. You know,
you said she followed the Pope?
Pope, yes, sir.
What the?
Yeah. I was baptized as a child, but I'm more of an atheist now because I see what's going on with religions, and everybody takes things word for word. When it's the general story, and your parents are the ones who teach you. Yes, God is within all of us, if you are good and you believe, you know. But this religion and race and everything is getting the country. I think our president has a lot to do with it. Tell you the truth.
You mean the Great White Hope?
Well, you know, he's just a man. He's just a man, but his...
Are you saying that the Great White Hope, Donald Trump, has something to do with the hearts of other people?
Yes. I've seen things...
But how can you blame another man for the hearts of someone else?
Because he doesn't talk against what the bad things are like Obama did. But Obama was
a producer of bad things.
But he sang Amazing Grace, and he went to church. And do you see Trump doing that?
But that's what the devil does. The devil sang Amazing Grace, go to church, and then they divide the races like never before.
Oh. Well, I might have missed...
What do you think about that?
What do I think about races like never before?
He was singing Amazing Grace, Obama, the Father Messiah, while dividing the races by blaming white people more than anybody else has done.
He blamed white people to get elected?
He blamed white people for everything that's wrong with the blacks.
I didn't get that from Obama.
You weren't paying attention.
I guess not, because like I said, that wasn't the race thing that I voted for.
And did you vote for the Great White Hope?
No, sir.
Why not?
I voted for Kamala Harris.
Are you white?
Yes, I am.
What's wrong with you?
What do you mean, what's wrong with me?
Why would you vote for... You were...
I voted for a prosecutor take care of laws. I don't want somebody who's a felon.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
I believe they were queens. I would much rather have a queen.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
Well, they were created to procreate by taking a rib from man.
Were women created to lead or to follow?
I guess follow.
And should men be following God or following a woman?
I guess men should follow God.
So why would you vote for a woman that you would have to follow?
I just thought she was intelligent and the best choice.
Why would you vote for a woman that you would have to follow?
Because I'm not religious. I don't base things on religion in my life.
Oh, so you're saying you did it because you don't believe in God?
You know that. You know the three pillars you're supposed to have.
No.
Well, I don't have that religion.
Are you saying that you
base family and what? God?
Are you saying that you voted for the woman because you don't believe in God?
My mother was a woman and raised me. Yes, I voted for a female.
No, I'm asking you. Did you say I'm just for my own? I'm black and slow. Are you saying that you voted for the woman because you don't believe in God?
Whether I believe in God is irrelevant.
No, I'm trying to be understanding. I'm trying to get some understanding from you. Are you saying that you voted because you agree that women were not created to lead? Are you saying you voted for the woman because you don't believe in God?
Yes, I would say that.
Oh, okay. Amazing.
I'll give you a straight answer. Yes, sir. I don't believe in God.
And that's why you voted for the woman?
Yes.
And would you follow a woman?
Yes, I followed my mother's advice, yes.
How old are you?
63.
Oh, 63. That's amazing.
What do you mean it's amazing?
How come so many Catholic people turn atheists?
Well, Ronald Reagan Jr. was an atheist. He wasn't afraid of dying in hell.
Why do a lot of Catholic people turn atheists?
That's a good question. My grandmother was trying to force it on me, and my mother said, I'm going to let you make your own decisions as a child because you're a good kid and you follow the family.
David, can you hold for me?
Sure.
Let me take a break. Hold on. One more hour to go. The hate news with the anchor baby, American anchor baby, coming. I'll be back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darnest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.
G.
2 hours of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show done. 1 more hour to go. Female Monday, your calls and news and more. Data centers in Texas. Some lifelong conservatives are doing something once unthinkable, pledging to vote Democrat this November. The flashpoint is the rapid boom in AI data centers. Rural Republicans say the massive facilities are gobbling up land, straining the power grid, driving up electricity and water costs, and disrupting quiet neighborhoods with constant noise. Many blame Governor Greg Abbott for initially rolling out the red carpet, calling Texas the epicenter of AI development, and for not blocking the projects more forcefully. Abbott has responded with new directives, including a temporary pause on grid connections for roughly 1,800 proposed centers and calls to keep them out of rural neighborhoods. But for some voters, it's too little, too late. In places like Temple and other deep red communities, residents who have voted Republican for decades say they're ready to break rank. One lifelong conservative told reporters she plans to support Democrat Gina Hinojosa, the state representative challenging Abbott for a fourth term. Hinojosa has seized on the issue, calling for a full moratorium and stronger protections. Texas hasn't elected a Democratic governor in more than 35 years. Recent polls show Abbott with only a slim lead. If enough angry conservatives follow through, Hinojosa's long-shot campaign suddenly has a path to an upset. What is going on? In far west Texas, staying in Texas for a sec, a century-old adobe church stands at the crossroads of history and a new border wall. In the tiny town of Ridiosa, Mexican-American families once came together to build El Corazón Sagrado de la Iglesia de Jesús, the Sacred Heart of Jesus Church. Its heavy bronze bell once tolled across the Rio Grande, calling congregants from both sides of the border to worship in an era when communities lived as one. Generations later, the parishioners moved away. One of the Twin Towers toppled. The bell vanished. Local volunteers have been carefully restoring the fragile adobe structure, hoping to hear the bell ring again. They see it as one of the last physical markers of a shared indigenous Spanish, Mexican, and American past. Now that work faces a new threat: President Trump's border wall expansion. I guess they are building it. Officials say the barrier will rise just yards away from to deter drug traffickers in this remote stretch, but preservationists warn that constant vibrations from construction could crack the church's ancient walls beyond repair. The church is one of dozens historic sites and might have to be removed for the wall. Tropical storm Moki? How do you say this one? Continues to bring heavy rain and gusty winds to Hawaii this morning, even as the system weakens. They're calling it a tropical depression. I don't know what that is. The centers are expected to stay well south of the main Hawaiian islands and the forecast to become a remnant low by late Monday. The bigger concern is the rain. Bands of heavy rainfall are affecting the windward and southeast sides of the Big Island. Forecasters warn of the potential of life-threatening flooding and mudslides, especially in steep terrain. Earlier forecasts called for 5 to 10 inches of rain on the Big Island. Back to Texas, a Texas appeals court has sharply reduced the damages Alex Jones has ordered to pay the parents of one Sandy Hook victim. On Friday, the Third Court of Appeals in Austin cut a nearly $50 million judgment down to about $6 million. The jury award went to Neil Heslin, whose six-year-old son Jesse was among the 20 children and six educators killed in the 2012 Newtown, Connecticut shooting. Jones and his InfoWars platform repeatedly claimed the massacre was a hoax. A Texas jury found him liable for defamation and emotional distress, awarding roughly $4.1 million in compensatory damages and $45 million in punitive damages. But they slashed a whole bunch of that. Jones is in bankruptcy, and the families have so far collected little of the money awarded by juries. Third hour of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show coming right up. Thanks.
somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning and hi, y'all. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373-888-77-JESSE. And my brand new biblical question for this week, for those men and women, boys and girls who want to wake up, who want to know themselves, the biblical question, what do you possess? What do you possess? Amazing question, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about and you just can't sit and watch the show, but you would love to still be listening as it is happening while you're doing what you're doing, you can podcast and listen on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go buy me a coffee. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And every Monday, we take on call, but every Monday is Female Monday.
All my life I had to fight.
Why do people marry people?
Equal rights, equal lefts, baby.
Do I deserve more or less?
Are you a man or a woman?
I have nothing more to say on that.
Grandpa.
What a mess.
What a mess. Tell me about the good old days. The world gone crazy. 888-7753-773. Let me go back to David, a first-time call out of Florida. And David is a Polish atheist who voted for the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama. And, well, I don't know if he said he voted for Barack, but he voted for Camilla. And I'm trying to understand why. David.
Yes, sir. I voted for both.
Are you part black?
No, I have no black in me.
So what makes you vote for all these black people?
Well, I'm Gemini, so I have an analytical brain. And I have a compassionate heart. That's what I possess.
Is that a good thing?
Yes, it is a good thing.
So you love Donald Trump?
No, I hate Donald Trump.
What about your passionate heart?
Well, I don't mean him any harm.
But you say you hate him. Hate ain't love.
Well, no, I want him removed from office.
But why do you hate him? What about your compassion for Donald Trump?
There is no compassion for somebody like that.
Why you don't have compassion for Donald Trump?
Okay, because he was a spoiled rich kid. He was raised wrong, and he's used the media and lied to people his entire life.
So you're jealous.
I am not jealous.
You are. You just name all his material things that made you jealous. That's why you didn't vote for him.
You can't put words in my mouth.
You're not jealous of him?
No, I am not jealous. I feel sorry for him.
But you name, why you feel sorry for a rich man?
Because he never got the mental, emotional health that he should have.
What?
He never got the counsel he should have got.
But you are atheist.
Yes.
And don't believe in God, but you believe in astrology.
Yes, sir.
What the?
I'm Gemini.
But he's a Gemini, too.
No, he's born in August, I think.
No. July, he was born in either May or June.
You know, here's a good study.
Oh,
he
was born in June on flat day on June 14th.
What we should do is build a record of how many of these conservatives.
No, wait, hold on one time. Hold on 1 minute.
Okay.
So he's a Gemini. And you're a Gemini. Gemini is supposed to love one another.
Okay. All right, but he wouldn't love me.
Do you love Donald Trump?
I feel sorry for him. I don't love him.
You hate him.
I hate what he's doing.
But what is it that he's doing that you hate?
He's a opportunist that went for the capitalism.
So you're jealous of him?
Well, not since he fingered a lady. I can't be jealous of a man like that.
David, what has he done that you hate him?
He must have been around too many young girls.
David.
Yeah.
What have he done that you hate the man? Why can't you just disagree with him without hating him?
That's true. I should do that, huh?
Why don't you?
Okay, I will from now on.
But why can't you have? Why haven't you been just disagreeing but not hating?
Because I'm kind of a crazy Democrat. I'm kind of a crazy Democrat, I guess.
Yeah.
I get into the chat rooms are making me hate him. Chat rooms.
I can understand why you're 60-some years old and you pay attention to a chat room. That doesn't make sense. How old are you?
63, and I'm a machinist, tool and die maker. So why would I be in the computers?
Are you,
uh-huh.
You have children?
I have one son.
And does your son know you into the chat room?
Yeah, he told me to stay out of it.
You're 60-some years old, man. What the?
I know. What else am I going to do? I'm retired. I'm bored. I trade the stock market and I go to the chat room.
So, David, what's wrong with the blacks?
Nothing.
Nothing wrong with them?
I don't have any problem with blacks.
No, I asked what's wrong. I didn't ask if you had any problem, but I'm asking what's wrong with them.
Well, have you noticed rap music and what's going on with the black population?
What's wrong with them, David?
I think they're too possessive or poor. I don't know which one it is, but the football players don't seem to be bad.
David, not all, but what's wrong with most black people? What's wrong with them?
They're humans. What's wrong with them?
Meaning what?
Meaning they have the same urges and desires that I do as a white man.
But you can make it as a white man, but they can't. Why not?
I don't believe that in this day.
But why are they complaining then that they can't make it?
Well, maybe they have a fixation on the white man's rule, kind of like the Indians did to the cowboys.
Uh-huh.
Remember those? Remember the Indians and cowboys?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, well, blacks were taken over here. I would be a little, you know, I'd be a little, taking me away from my homeland. But, you know what I mean?
You said black was what?
Taken away from their homeland and the ships. Remember the slave ships?
Who took them away?
The white. The British? Well, who are they?
Who took them away, David?
Who are they? The pilgrims?
David, who took them away from their homeland?
White people.
That's not true at all.
Well, not white. What were they? Pilgrims?
It was
the... British?
David.
Okay.
Calm down.
I watched Roots. Now, I'm just going by Roots now. I watched Ruth, man.
Ruth lied to you.
Oh, they did?
It was the Arab, the blacks in Africa sold other blacks to the Arabs.
Oh,
and the
okay.
Arabs are the ones that sold blacks to the rest of the world.
Okay, well, thanks for clearing that up.
White people didn't have anything to do with it at all. Right. Do you feel sad for the blacks?
This generation should have learned. How old would you feel sad
for the blacks?
Yeah, the ancient ones.
The what?
Ancient ones. The ancient. If they were born my age, I'm 63. I went to a black school. I got bussed in Florida to a black school. I was like one of the only whites in there.
Did you get beat up?
They picked on me. But I learned to fight, though. I learned to fight for my ground.
So, David, you call about your mother aspiring. Go ahead.
Yeah, my mother passed 15 years ago, and we sat down at bed, you know, and said, give me a sign if there's another sign. And she said she would. And she was very religious, and she passed. And I've never got a sign. Nothing even happened in the house, you know. Never got a sign. So
when your mother was dying, you sat by her bed, and you told her to give you a sign if there were another sight?
Yeah, because I'm her firstborn child. I'm a firstborn. I have a brother. And she would have done it for me.
And so in 15 years, she had not shown you any sign that there was another afterlife thing?
Right. And my dad talks about it and says he sees stuff. My dad thinks she's in the house, but I can't explain to my dad that that's probably not right.
And so as a result of your mother not giving you, after 15 years, a sign that there's another life after death, I mean, life after death, you don't believe that it exists?
I always believed when you die, you're dead, you're gone. You perish. Your brain stops working. You can't take your thoughts with you. And there's the soul. What's a soul? I don't know what a soul is.
But you're an atheist, so now you don't believe there's life after
death. I'm baptized atheist, but yeah. No, I'm just saying I wasn't raised in church. My mom never took us to church.
And so now you don't believe that life exists after death?
Right. Last time I was in church was 1995 when my ex was pregnant with my son. I went on Easter Sunday.
So you were married before?
We were not married. The child's out of wedlock.
Oh, so let me ask Dave, because of time. So your mother did not come back in any way and tell you, son David, there's life after death. And so
now
you don't believe that there's life after death?
Right.
Okay. Well, let me ask, what does it mean to you to be an atheist? What's that like?
It just means I'm not burdened with everyone else's thoughts, scriptures, proverbs. I just listen and I make my own mind up.
And you couldn't do that without being an atheist?
If I was religious, I'd have to follow the Christian values and Bible teachings. I'd have to follow it.
But if you were if you were a Christian or a Catholic... You couldn't have the mindset where you just listen to people and let it pass?
I wouldn't have a free mindset. I couldn't have a discussion with you or all of your other callers that's wanted to argue with you over you lied over the Bible. I would never say that to you. I would never call you a liar over the Bible.
Right.
You read the Bible the way you got it, and you know that he came back. What do you mean he's going to come back? What is he going to do? You going to come back, march down the streets, and bring up dead bodies and stuff? That sounds like morbid stuff to me.
David.
What? I don't believe that.
David, who are you?
I'm just a 63-year-old German, English, Irish, Polish man in Florida.
So you told me how old you are, your race. And how old...
I'm a toolmaker. I'm a machinist.
And what you do, but who are you?
I'm just another human on earth, another soul to be whatever happens to the soul.
And who are you?
I don't know what you mean by that.
I'm asking who are you, David?
David, named after David.
That's your name, but who are you?
God's child.
No, you're atheist. How can you be God's child? What the?
But he's not going to condemn me for not believing. There's no.
No, but you told me you're God's child, but you still didn't tell me who you are.
I don't understand what that means.
Who are you? You told me your name. You told me what you do. You told me your age. You told me you have a son. But you didn't tell me who you are.
Who are I? I don't care. I don't know.
You don't know who you are?
I don't know who I am. I'm confused with that. No, I don't.
What is it like being alive for 60-something years and not know who you are?
Oh, I know who I am personally.
Who are you?
I'm not a very good person sometimes. I haven't been. I've been a little bit a problem to my parents. I should be taking care of my dad. He's 93. I should be my dad's caretaker. Oh, boy.
And do you love your father?
Yes, I do.
But why are you not his caretaker?
Because my brother lives next door to him, and if he needs me, he'd call me, and I can't travel from where I live to his house. But I'm here for him. If he got sick, because he wants to take care of himself, he doesn't want to go in a nursing home.
Were you there for your mama?
No, she died quick. She had stage 4 breast cancer.
Amazing. So let me ask one last time. Do you love this person?
Together, we will make America great again.
Amazing, that's huh?
That's a slogan.
No, that's a slogan. Trump.
That's like buy America. I know who it is.
No, that wasn't a slogan, David. That was Trump, the Great White Hope.
Don't give me slogans. Buy American. Remember Ross Perot?
Some people call him amazing. And they say, what manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Some people call him king.
They're not. Yeah, I know.
And they hold key rallies around the world worshiping him.
Did you hear Minnesota
and
the other day?
Some people call him daddy.
Yeah.
I call him the Great White Hope.
I call him just a man. He's president. That's all he is. This senator is a congressman too. You can respect as much.
But you got him. You got to admit, he's amazing.
No, he's not. I've known him since 1981.
You know about him, but you don't know him.
Well, I don't want to get close to him, but I've seen him in Ronald Reagan.
You don't know him, David.
Okay, then he's playing a big act.
Amazing.
I do know. He's playing a big act.
But I got to run, David. Thank you for your call.
Okay. All right. I love you. I love you.
You too, buddy. 888-775-3773. Amazing. Let me go to Virginia and talk to AJ. AJ, you are on the air. AJ.
I'm here, Jesse. I'm just trying to get off of speaker.
Right on.
Perfect. How you doing, sir?
All is well. Happy Men's History Month.
Yes, Happy Men's History Month. And you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that. Can I mention someone for Men's History Month?
Yes.
Thomas Sowell.
A perfect one. And what about him?
He's just an amazing guy. I've known about him for quite a while, but he just came into my mind when you mentioned him. You mentioned Men History Month, yeah.
Right on. Well, right on. Thank you for the Men History Moment. Thomas Hoyer is a good choice. Thank you.
All right. Biblical question. Can I answer the question?
What do you possess?
What do I possess? Wow, that's a good question. Of course, the first things that would come, to my mind would be possessions, right? Like monetary things, right? But to be honest, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday, so you don't know what you possess.
I don't, honestly. At one time, I thought I possessed my own life, but I have no control. Meaning, everything I've done has not worked.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Perfect. Question. You know, I've always heard you ask the question, who are you, right?
Right.
And why do you ask that question?
Because I want to know.
Okay. And why do you think most people start, you know, explaining themselves in terms of like they're you know, they're a husband, a father, you know, a God, you know, a child of God. Like, why do you think most people go to explaining themselves by saying those things versus really just thinking about it and not answering? They don't know.
Well, because they say that that's who they are. Who are you?
I don't know, honestly. You know, I mean, of course, those are the things that I would have said in the past, you know.
Yeah.
You know, and the more I think about it, I don't know. I don't know, what am I? I mean, I know I'm a human being, but I don't know who I am. You know, recently I became a father 5 years, 6 years ago. I became a husband, you know, but those are just roles that I play, you know, or do in the moment.
What is it like not knowing who you are?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think about it much, right?
Why not?
Because it's, I can't come up with the answer.
Oh, okay.
And I can't come up with the answer, you know, and I know you always say that, you know, you will find out who you are the more you work on yourself.
When you see clearly who you're not, then it will become clear who you are. You will remember who you are. At one time, you knew who you were when you were a kid, but when your mother traumatized you, you forgot who you were, and you went into the darkness of your imagination, and you created false identities, and you called them you. With the help of society, you create all these false identities, calling them you, and as a result, you have completely forgotten who you are, but you will know when you see clearly who you're not.
And when you say when you're not, it's all those false identities that I've created.
Yes.
Okay. I guess I haven't let that go yet.
Why not?
I still don't. I don't, you know, to be honest with you, it's so natural for me to walk throughout the days and not realize I'm in my head.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, when I do realize it, of course, I revert back to, you know, being aware of it. But I can go on for hours and not realize I'm in my head. And I mean, I can also operate in life, you know, do my work, take care of my son, you know, just do daily chores, and most of the time I'm in my head, and you know, I don't realize that, and when I do, of course, I revert back, like I said. But I guess it's just become—is it a habit?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Why do you love the darkness and hate the light?
You know, it's I guess because I'm I. it's normal. It's normal to just not be present. That I'm realizing that for me.
Yeah.
Normal to be not be present, right? Like it's almost like, you know, it's part of my day just to be in my thoughts.
It's definitely normal, and abnormal, and every human being does it.
And it's been very difficult for me to like consistently stay present.
And you know, why?
Because I don't know, to be honest. I mean, the only thing I can come up with is I prefer not being present. That's the only thing that makes sense.
Yeah, you love because your misery. You love your darkness. You love your emotions. You love your past and your future, which doesn't exist, but you love those. You love this false life. You don't want real life. You want a false life.
When you say it, I'm aware that I don't love it, but I still revert back to it somehow.
Because you love it.
Yeah, I mean that's the only thing that makes sense. Yeah, and when I think about it, I don't love it, but when I'm in it, I love it.
Yeah.
You know.
Why don't you stay present? Why don't you stay in the light 24 hours a day?
I'm going to continue to try, of course. I've even came up with a plan where I set alarms throughout the day to stop and pray.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning and night?
I'm doing it as... No. I'm not going to say a yes. But
then if you don't obey the rules and continue to break the law, how would you stay in the light if you're breaking the law of standing, of not staying in the light?
That's a question, right?
Yes.
How
will you ever know who you are if you don't stay in the light?
I won't.
So why are you not doing the silent prayer every morning and night then?
Because I'm not making it a priority. And I'm realizing even my day-to-day things are becoming more difficult.
Yeah.
You know, it's a struggle to do a lot of these things that I used to do. Before I started working on myself, it was easier for me to operate in this chaos of my life. But now, since I am aware, it's harder.
It was hard before you became aware. You just didn't know it was hard. And now that you're, every human being on the planet has a hard life, but because they don't know it's hard, they rejoice in evil and they call it good.
That makes sense.
But every human, not one on the planet, unless they have started to wake up, they're working on themselves. Their lives are hard. They have a rough life.
I agree with the last statement.
So why don't you stay present, AJ? I mean, why don't you do the silent prayer? So you can...
I am.
Every morning and every night.
Correct, I will. Somehow, it's the thoughts, of course. You know, it creates dilemmas around my day where I make excuses why I'm not.
Yeah, that's what the devil does, do you? Yeah, he give you excuses and you call them your own.
Yeah, and I recognize them later versus in the moment. So I will. I mean, I'm not gonna give up, of course.
Right.
I'm gonna continue to try.
Nice.
But it's definitely been difficult. And I'm not complaining. I understand, but it's definitely been difficult, more difficult than usual lately. But I'm going to stay with it.
Can you hold for 1 minute?
Sure.
Let me take a quick break. 888-77-JESSE. We're going to get to all of your calls. I'm going to move faster. 888-77-53-773. And your super chats. Back in a moment. Stretch off on pure.net.
When you You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson show. And I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even, you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this. And young men need to know this message that you're delivering because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man. Okay, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. No hate report today. What the? But don't worry. The American Anchor Baby is coming up at the top of this hour. Not at 11, but at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Sound like somebody take it over to Hate Report. The American Anchor Baby at 9 a.m. today, and he's on fire. He's making things happen. He and the Great White Hope has the same energy given to them by God. The American Anchor Baby at 9 a.m., check him out. And then check out the Punchy.TV with Bill. Punchy.TV with Bill. And don't forget to like these videos, subscribe, ring the bell, and do all those amazing things that you guys and ladies know how and what to do. All right? Thank you all for your financial support to help us, to help others, to keep it going. I do appreciate it. And last thing, but not least for now, we have the best counseling service on the planet. You may only need one counseling session, two at best. And some people like more, and so, hey, can I check in when I need to? I'm like, yeah. But the best counseling on the planet, and I counsel with men and women around the world, by phone, Skype, or in-house. Male and females, go to JesseLeePeterson.RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com, or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And don't forget to be patient. Because my sketch counseling session is really busy, but we get you in ASAP as soon as possible, all right? And if for some reason someone cancel or reschedule or whatever, next person's line, we'll call you up or contact you. Hey, you want this slot? It's open. RebuildingTheMan.com/counseling. RebuildingTheMan.com/counseling. Or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Family, individual and family counseling. I want to go back to AJ out of Virginia. So, AJ.
I'm here.
I forgot where we left off.
Me too.
Okay. I encourage you, AJ, to, oh, you said it was hard staying present, I believe, yes. or working on yourself?
Yes, yes.
What's hard about it?
It's hard just, okay, because the thoughts, man, they just, like, it's never ending with, you know, with the thoughts. It's just back and back, back to back to back. It can go from one subject to another. That's the hard part because it's, you know, I'm, you know.
And why is it, go ahead and you speak up a little bit. That's the hard part because of what?
Of just back-to-back thoughts. I mean, random thoughts from the past, of course. Random thoughts from the upcoming future. And I know it doesn't exist either or. But they come so often, and it's like, and I just get lost in it. And then once I am aware, you know, I can get back to the present. But you know, I find myself at times just creating problems for myself because of that.
And why is it hard for you with the thought? What makes it hard for you?
What makes it hard for me is I enjoy them. That's the only thing.
If you were to just be aware of those thoughts and do nothing about it at all, but just be aware that you're having these different thoughts on the past or the future or this or that, if you just was aware but did nothing at all, don't react, don't fight with them, don't call them you, just see them, would it be hard then?
I think, you know, the times that I am aware, you know, it fades, but it's become even, he's, you know, the devil has figured out even ways to make me believe I'm aware, but I'm still engaging.
I know, but my question is, if you were having those same thoughts and did nothing about it but watch it, would it be hard for you then?
Oh, if I just, no, it wouldn't.
So why don't you do that?
I mean, I'm going to try. I'm going to continue to try.
Do it.
Just do it. Yeah.
If you did nothing about it, them, but to just see them, then, and you don't put any effort into denying them or fighting with them or calling them you or anything, it wouldn't be difficult because you wouldn't be trying to do anything about it. You would wait for the healing pain to come, which is the light of God.
I think you're right, because when I'm aware of it, there's times that I'm like, I start thinking, why am I not aware? You know, and that builds up more pain. That builds up more thoughts versus just being aware and not having an opinion about it.
So one last thing that I got to run, I want to get to as many calls as possible. You are, if the law said, AJ, don't do anything, but be aware. Don't do anything. Don't call it you. Don't fight with it. Don't do anything. If the law tell you that, you got to follow that law, and this would be fine. It'll work for you. And you disobey that law, how can the law work on your behalf if you're disobeying the law?
It can't.
So why don't you stop disobeying the law?
Okay.
No, that was a question.
Oh, why I don't? Yeah. Because I'm not doing the prayer, because I'm not present. That's why.
And that's the whole point. Why don't you obey the law so help can come?
I would have to think about that. I mean, the only thing I can come up with is, I'm not making it a priority.
Yep.
Yeah.
It has to be first. seek first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added.
It's crazy. I you know, intellectually I know that, but I'm not living it.
You're not tired of living the way you are in fear and past and future and worry and stress? Are you tired of being that way?
When I'm present, you know, and I'm going through this, yes, I am. But somehow, apparently, I'm not, because I'm constantly doing the same thing. I mean, that, you know, it's but like you said, it's I'm only making it difficult because I'm overthinking. Because
The only thing what?
The only thing that's required of me is just to be aware, like. You know, when you think about it, like, if that's the only thing is required of you, you know, to do, and, you know, eventually these things would, you know, fade out, you know, why is it hard?
So if you know that, why don't you do it? Well, mess!
Oh, man.
How old are you, AJ?
I'm 44, man. I'm struggling out here.
Life is supposed to be easy. You're a son of God. His ways are easy. His burdens are light. Your life should be easy and light. If
and
you
the crazy
stay
part
in
of that,
the
no.
light, your life would be easy and light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Your burdens would be light. You would have no burdens.
All right.
But you got to stay in the light, man.
And I know. Ah, what a mess.
What a mess.
Thank you for your time, Jesse. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Just go back to the silent prayer and stay with it. Don't fight with it. Don't argue with it. Don't call it you. And just be aware. Practice being aware of where you are at all times and what you're doing, and you're walking in the light, and the light is making your life easier and easier and easier. But you got to stay in the light and not the darkness of your thought. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything.
All right.
Stay with it, AJ.
All right. Talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. 888-777-JESSE. I really want to show you all this, and then I get back to your super chats and phone calls. Karen Bass, oh, Lord. I cannot believe, when I say I can't believe, I do believe, that the people rejected Pratt. And a lot of people are suspicious now about that. And they wanted Karen Bass and Romy, Nasty Romy, as mayor of the city of Los Angeles, knowing that this Romy was already, quote unquote, a citizen councilor and done nothing. Ramen or whatever her name is. And Bass, so called mayor, had done nothing. And yet the people said, no, 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 we want to stay enslaved. We want them back. They had a debate. And according to Fox News, here's what happened.
I don't think
there's also that mayoral race out in L.A. And remember, Spencer Pratt was running in that area. The top two will win. Well, now there's a runoff between Karen Bass and Nithya Raman, and they had their first mayoral debate. Here they are clashing over the homeless problem in California or in L.A.
We can end street homelessness. In my district last year, we reduced street homelessness by 49% over the past few years been in office. We've reduced tents, RVs, and encampments in our district by 70%. This is possible to do.
So you challenge the 49% figure.
No, I don't challenge the 49%. The question is, who did it? The 49% was done by Inside Safe.
No. Sorry.
Encampments.
I'm so sorry.
Off of the 405 freeway. that no. we removed. We had the encampment on the. Wait a minute, now it's my turn.
But you were interrupting me the whole time,
Mayor Bass. The
encampment
off of the 101 freeway was removed by Inside Safe.
We've had.
You have had encampments. You also have no problem with encampments being in front of schools.
Absolutely not. We don't have any encampments near schools in our district.
Well, you don't
there
have
were when I first
near-
started.
See, the issue is that the audience doesn't know who to believe, and well, they don't have a lot of confidence in either of you have the definitive plan.
I rest my case. Nothing Rama and lost Mayor Bass. They're both the same. At four, increasing it 40 to 70 or whatever, 40 or 70%, that's not getting rid of the homeless people. And she all proud. And Mayor and Bass is a loser. If ever Los Angeles needed Spencer Pratt, it is now. Nothing Rami and law empty carry back up there arguing over homeless people like mamas. They try to say mama trying to do something for the homeless. Come on over here, baby. Mama will take care of you. What about the crime? What about the high taxes? What about all this other mess going on? And mama want to find a home for the homeless. They all arguing over that. Oh, man. Women trying to lead. Where is Spencer Pratt? I never will forget. So listen to me. I can feel your eyes go through me. And I don't know why. Oh, I know that you're leaving. It's the way that you're leaving. Uh-huh. And like we never knew each other at all. And maybe my fault. Amazing. It's your fault we don't have Spencer Pratt. I never will forget. I went to bed that evening, voted that Tuesday, went to bed, and they were saying that Pratt and that gal, Bass, was in the lead. And they were thinking that the runoff would be between Pratt and Bass. And that Nothing Rumming was like totally way not up there at all. You wake up the next morning, Rumming and beat out Bat, they said. Pratt, they said. Something ain't right. What's going on? Amazing, huh? Super.
Super chats.
I'm laughing because the anchor baby doing the super chats while trying to work on his show coming up soon here, and then working, helping out at the board as needed. The anchor baby energy everywhere.
Thank you.
Where is Hank? Where's the white man? Okay.
Sion with some coffees. Good morning, Jesse. I heard church, LOL. So would you take me to the Waffle House or buy me a dark chocolate, or are you cheap? Or are you that cheap, Jesse?
I'll take you to the Waffle House. Right on. That's not expensive. Thank you, Sian.
She says, I don't think you are. You would take me to the Palms if it exists in L.A. Feel better, Hank. I know disc and nerve pain really sucks. The whole body just feels it.
That's right. He's recovering. Amazing. Thank you, Sian.
Thank you, Risky. No message.
Thank you, Risky. Amazing.
Mexico Pal says, I like it better when Hake reads the super chats. The anchor kid doesn't say the emojis. I got caught. I'm not saying the emojis. She put a little old smiling black man and a chocolate heart.
Amazing. So you haven't been saying the
emojis? A few. I've said some emojis, but I've skipped a few.
What a beta.
Eric with the coffee says angels fly because they take themselves lightly.
I rest my case. Nice. Thank you.
Mike Price says recognizing your capacity for selfishness, dishonesty, or harm isn't evil. It's selfish. It's self-awareness, and self-awareness is where growth begins.
That's for sure. Thank you.
Mike Price says assuming you're good by default can make self-reflection feel unnecessary and criticism feel threatening.
Never assume you're good. There's nothing good in human nature at all. Amazing. Thank you.
The real Jarrell says, Google says, Proverbs 31:3 records the advice of King Lemuel's mother, which King Lemuel wrote down as part of the sayings she taught him.
Where's King Lemuel now?
I don't know.
Amazing. Is that a Bible moment? I mean, a men's moment or what?
I'm not sure.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Not familiar with Limo, but thank you.
Or how I say that king's name, but High on Jack says, what do I possess?
Oh, okay. Response to the biblical question. What do you possess?
What do I possess? I possess nothing, officer. I ain't got nothing on me, sir. I swear on my mama.
He black. Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
Hannes says, amazing Sunday service. Thank you. Biblical question answer.
What do you possess? And you're right about the Sunday fellowship. It was amazing. What do you possess?
I came into this world with nothing, and I will leave this world with nothing. But spiritually, only with the Father, I have everything. It makes me think how in the Gospels, everyone was mistaking Jesus talking about material things, when Jesus always emphasized he is talking about spiritual things.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday.
And Heat says, biblical question answer.
What do you possess?
Eternal life with the Father.
Eternal life.
Little.
Through Jesus Christ.
Little sheep emoji
God
in the Bible.
God is not willing that anyone should perish. But he wants every man. What do you say about the emojis?
It's a little sheep and a little Bible emoji.
Right on. Thank you. Amazing.
And he says, Jesse, do you agree there is a cost of headship? Men will take the hit more than women because they are the head. Just as Christ is the head over man, and he took the hit for man so mankind could return to the Father.
Amazing. I don't know about that. Let me smoke on it. Interesting question, though. Thank you.
Cornerstone says the Great Black Hope.
The Great Black Hope. Amazing. Thank you, Cornerstone.
Kevin with says tithing.
Thank you, Kevin. I appreciate your support very much. Thank you.
And Heat with a coffee says the cost of headship is a cross, not a crown. The religious leaders placed a crown of thorns on Jesus to mock him as King of the Jews. Little did they know the cross was the key that unlocked eternity for mankind. The head of Christ, God, paid Satan in full for the debt of mankind with his own blood so he can dwell in man. Satan's goal has always been to strike the head. Rejoice and be glad knowing the true head dwells in you.
Amazing. Thank you. Keep it pithy. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
And I do believe that's all for now. Oh, one more. Gregatron says the inflammable word.
in the beginning, it was a flammable word. What the? Who made that one up? Amazing. Thank you.
And that's all for now.
Amazing. Listen, folks. Listen to me. There's a law. Or laws that if you want your life to work, you cannot break. Number one law, you gotta admit you're wrong for being angry, emotional, judging, playing God. Admit you're wrong. The second law, go and forgive. Pick up your cross and follow Christ. Pick up your ego and follow Christ. Love God with all your heart, soul, and might. And love your enemy. If you were to just do those laws, all the other the 10 laws will fall in place. And you'll find yourself living them without even thinking about them at all. But you got to do it. People don't listen. You don't follow the law. And if you don't follow the law, men and women, you got to follow the law. You got to love. You got to put God first, truth first, and then love your enemy. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you really do it, you're going to see like, why wasn't I doing this all along? I could have had an amazing life a long time ago. You won't forgive. You love the thrill of being miserable. You worship your misery. It is your idol. And that's why you won't let it go. That's why you look for more and more and more. But for those men and women who love good, stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Do the silent prayer, rebuildingtheman.com/silent prayer. And to the Rick and the rest of the callers, Rick out of Virginia, I am so out of time. And thank you for your support, the Super Chat. But stay with it, stay with it, just stay with it. Divorce the world. Finally, overcome the world. Divorce it. And that includes everybody and everything in the world. And you should own your world. All right, I wish you well. I'll be back tomorrow if the Lord is willing and the creek door rise. No Hake Report. The American Anchor Baby is coming right after this break. Take care, folks.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. And I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax.